for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, November the 26th, 1983. Thanksgiving weekend, deliverance and teaching seminar being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Bill Smith is the teacher of the morning.
Shalom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, the scripture tells us that, first of all, remember those in authority over us. So while we're all standing, we're going to do that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father, we bring our nation and those in authority over us in remembrance before you this day. We bring our president, we bring the vice president, we bring the cabinet, we bring those who administer the authority of this nation in remembrance before you today. Father, we ask for your wisdom to rest upon them. We ask for your guidance and your direction. We hold up the hands of President Reagan today. We stand as intercessors in his behalf. We stand against the principalities and powers of Satan that are arrayed against him to destroy this nation and to destroy him. And we stand as intercessors and hold up his hands and declare that Jesus is Lord over this nation. And that by his Spirit, this nation shall be brought forth a nation that shall bring forth the glory of the Lord. Father, we thank you for wisdom for our president today, wisdom for our vice president, by your Spirit, Lord, to lead and guide and direct. We stand against the powers of Antichrist. We stand against the principalities and powers of Satan that would try to bring down this nation and try to divert the judgment and the government of this nation by laws that are contrary to the word of the Lord. And we stand against those men and against those laws, and we repudiate them and we rebuke and we bring them to naught in the name of the Lord, and we pull down those strongholds and the principalities of the Antichrist system that is out to destroy the work of the Lord and the name of the Lord and discredit the Lord Jesus Christ. But we stand to declare that Jesus is Lord, and he's King of kings and Lord of lords, and that he shall rule and reign, and he reigns in our hearts and lives, and that his kingdom shall grow and grow until it become enveloped the earth, but it shall rule and reign in this nation, and this nation shall be a nation that shall declare that Jesus is Lord, and that he's Lord of this nation. And we thank you for that privilege of standing today and upholding our nation and those in authority over us, and binding the powers of Antichrist that are determined to destroy the word of the Lord and the Lord's people. But they shall and we shall be victorious, for it is written, Satan, that he has given us authority over thee and over all thy works and over all thy kingdom. And we put your kingdom underfoot, and we declare that the kingdom of the living God shall expand and grow until it envelops the earth. And we thank you for the privilege that we have of declaring the kingdom of the living God. And I praise you for today, and we declare it in this place and over these people and over this grounds that Jesus is Lord, and that he rules and reigns, and he reigns in the hearts and lives of his people. And we shall be victorious, for Jesus is Lord. We praise you for the privilege of it. Now bless these people who are gathered here. And I thank you for the anointing that rests here and rests over us as we praise and worship you. And I will flow forth through your ministers as we minister today unto your people for your glory. And I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus, who is Lord and who is our King. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
And yea, thou hast come to this meeting, saith thy God. Yea, that the eyes of thy understanding to be enlightened. And yea, that thine ear wax, yea, would even be removed. Yea, that thou would hear even now the voice of the Spirit of thy God. And yea, thou hast been brought to this place for this purpose. Yea, that thou would arise from the place in where thou hast been trodden in. And yea, that thou would arise into a new level, into a new dimension in me. And yea, in rulership, and yea, that every enemy must come underfoot. And yea, thou must arise and take the party that's been delegated unto thee of thy God before that thou would move into rulership. And so know thou this day that I have brought thee for this purpose, that thou would hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church.
Yea, if thou hast heard.
learn the word. It shall be sweet in thy mouth, but yea, it shall even be bitter in thy belly. For yea, this day have I called thee to a place in me, and as thou dost yield thy members, thou wilt truly see that I have lifted thee up above all others. But yea, my people, I have come to let thee know that thou must walk this thing out in me. And yea, thou must put away thy toys. And yea, thou must become a man tall in me, saith the Lord. For yea, I have let thee go in times past and let thee go thy own way. But yea, this day am I required of thee that thou wouldst arise in me and that thou wouldst go the way of the Lord. And as thou dost go, that thou would not look back unto the former things that thou didst partake of, for yea, they are not good for thee this day. This is a new day. This is a new beginning, and thou must begin afresh in me, saith God. So walk, yea, softly before me, my people. Seek my face as thou hast never sought before, for yea, I am required of thee this day that thou wouldst know this word in thy very own being, and that thou wouldst walk it out, saith the Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Wash us, Lord. Cleanse us afresh today. Cleanse us, Lord. Cleanse us of our shortcomings, Lord. Cleanse us of the errors of our ways, Lord. Cleanse us today afresh.
The Spirit spoke as I was singing and said, this day has the kingdom been given to the saints of the Most High. And the message come then, and as you know, every kingdom is going to fall and crumble before this kingdom of the Most High and the saints of the Most High. So we are on our way, hallelujah, and we are going to put every kingdom, everything that's not of God under our feet. Praise his holy name. And the word of the Lord came and said that I have spoken it. And because he has spoken it, it must be fulfilled, because it is written. And there is a people that will do this, so we don't have to play around any longer, but walk out. As the message said last night, walk out. Walk out. Let him rise up in us, because it will not be done in anything in my flesh except the Lord Jesus Christ, and him only will do this work. Hallelujah.
Now this morning I pray your anointing and your blessing over Brother Smith as he brings and opens unto us the word of life, that we may see afresh and anew the crucified Christ, the risen Christ, the glorious Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, he who is worthy of our praise. Bless and anointing rest and flow over this place today by your Spirit. And I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We're so grateful this morning for what a privilege that God has given to us today. You know, as we said yesterday morning, we're not interested in sermons no more. We're not sermonizing or Christianizing, but we're wanting to deliver a message from the Lord. And I know that sometimes if we think that this word has been put on real strong. But brother and sister, God's not looking for anyone that's got a jellyfish backbone. Brother and sister, God's looking for overcomers. So get ready for something to come for you to overcome. And so we so appreciate the courses, their worship, the songs that has been brought to us this morning. And I'll tell you, folks, I see that God's getting an army ready in the land today. Brother and sister, we're not running no more. We're reigning for God in this earth. So many people have said so much and produced so little. And you know, it reminds me when we were children, we wanted a souped-up car. We wanted at least a 450 cubic inch engine in that car with a little body that we could just burn the tires and make a lot of racket and stir up a lot of steam. We wanted a lot of power, but we didn't know how to handle that power. And I'm not against dancing, praise God, it'll do you good. Body, little body, exercise, profit, little, the Bible says. But I can see many times that I took that same anointing that was to deliver and set groaning and travailing creation free, that I burned it up on my own self. But God has learned us and taught us how to channel this anointing out into humanity. And don't say, Brother Smith, that he's against dancing. Brother, there ain't nobody any emotional than I am. I have to watch myself, try to make myself behave. Yet in the face of opposition that's intensified even in this year, God is revealing himself more glorious, seemingly, in any day that I've known. But in this year also, I've learned God, regardless of what you have for me and what's got to come my way to bring me into perfection, God, you send it my way. And I've learned not to be like a pig squealing under a fence when he answers my prayer. Come on, folks. We've asked God to bring it, and brother, we get what comes with it. And brother and sister, I know that there's been ingatherings, and I know that people sit around and talking about a falling away. But brother, you and I are living in an hour when God is restoring, folks. We've had the falling away. I can remember when they preached backsliding so much that we just practiced it. But brother and sister, today, I want you to know that God has given me a word from him that we are going to overcome and that we are going to experience his life in these mortal bodies in this earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I remember a lot of those brethren. They had some truth out of context. But I believe today that God, Brother Ely, is helping us to walk in the balance of the Word of God that will bring this life, that we will overcome death in these physical bodies. So, this morning we want to look into the Word of the Lord. Here is Paul the Apostle in Romans chapter 8, verse 22. Paul says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members." There's one thing that I want to establish to us this morning. Where there is no sin, there is no death. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And so, folks, this morning, here is a discovery that the Apostle Paul has discovered. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of this death? Brother and sister, this morning, if you can handle it, I believe that God is even in the aging process that he's going to cause you and I to even overcome the aging process. Because we see two men that went into this last generation, they stopped time and they stopped the aging process. I believe that you and I will be brought to the age of about the age of 30 years old. And I believe that's a good age to live in. You got sense enough to know better then. But Paul says, I have found a law that's working in my body. Brother and sister, today there's many times that I've wanted to try to show people how good that I was. Play religious and all of those kind of things. But Sister Irma, over 20 years ago, God began to allow me to open up the word of the kingdom. Brother Ely, I found out it wasn't something that I put on and take off, but it became a lifestyle in my being. And brother and sister, from that day on, I want you to know I have felt the inworking of the Spirit of God, the inworking of God's life, a working in my very being. But he said, who shall deliver me from this body of death? And I heard out there in the congregation just now that we're not going to reach perfection. Oh, we're going to be perfect in the sight of God, but not imperfect in the sight of me. Brother, you and I are coming to a place in God that we're going to have power with God and power with man. You said, Brother Smith, glad you asked. Where are we going to reach perfection? Psalms 138, verse 8. The Bible says he will perfect that which concerneth me.
And brother and sister, this morning, this is where that we're coming into. We have seen the revival that they only talked about just saving and healing. But brother, a long time ago, God dealt with me about total salvation for total man. Body, soul, and spirit. And brother, you and I are experiencing today a body salvation. Hallelujah. That's going to bring the bodies in the total redemption of God. That we're going to have the body like the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Jesus said, I didn't come to be religious, bringing in sacrifices and offerings and so on. But he said, lo, in the volume of the book, I come to do thy will, and I have prepared me a body. Brother and sister, today, this bondage of corruption is working within the body of Christ today. And if you please, it's working in you and I. But I want to stand in front of you this morning and say it don't have its hope that it did have years ago. Because day after day, we are walking out of this. Now let's notice again in another verse of Scripture, Romans chapter 8, 21. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now that word children there is not supposed to be there in that context. This is supposed to be humanos. Yours is the matured sons. Brother and sister, this is what God is looking for today. For we know that the whole creation groaneth, travaileth in pain together until now. Brother and sister, I declare to us this morning that we are a debtor first of all to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then second to that, you and I are a debtor unto the body of Christ. That you and I, that God has given us an understanding of the precious word of God and of the overcoming life. That you and I minister into them to get rid of the bondage of corruption and to bring them into an overcoming life. And then let's notice, Paul said this bondage of corruption. Then he said the whole creation is groaning and waiting. Now not only they, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groaning within ourselves, waiting to the adoption, to wit the redemption of our body. I know that many people have preached rapture here, but brother, he's not talking about. And I don't understand why so many people have talked about the saints going away as much as they talk about God returning to the earth. Come on, we get everything in the wrong perspective. Let's talk about God, bringing God and releasing Jesus. Releasing Jesus. He's bound by the word of God. Hallelujah, because Acts 3 and 19 tells us that we first come into repentance, and then what do? Then we release Jesus. And brother, he's not going to be released until a people rise to the occasion and put the bondage of corruption underfoot. Hallelujah, and destroy that last enemy as well. Hallelujah. But now let's notice the redemption of our body. Now, I heard people talking about just being saved and filled with the Spirit, being healed. And the Bible teaches you and I that the healing is the children's bread. And that's for us. We praise God for it. But I want to tell you something. In the church, you ask God for healing. That is the church order. But brother and sister, in the kingdom, you look to God for divine health. Come on. Divine health. And this is what you and I are reaching for today. And brother, when we bring this body into total redemption unto God, you and I will walk in divine health. And that's what God is looking for a people into today. Not only saved, filled with the Spirit, and healed, but bringing the body into salvation as well. Bringing the body into the redemption of our God. Now, let's notice. I heard you say out there that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. That's what you said in Hebrews. But now, I drive a luxury car. But if any of you told me and gave me the money to make one of those payments on that car, Do you think that I'm going to go down there and argue with the bank and say, I don't care if they made that payment, I'm going to make it too? I have an appointment at that bank to make that payment. But if Sister Irma goes down there and pays that payment or gives me the money to go pay it, brother, I'm not going to argue with them and say, now look, we're going to pay too. Just because she made one, I'm still going to pay it too. But brother, many of us walk this walk in that same way. Brother, if I pointed out to you this morning that your appointment unto death was already paid, would you believe that? All right, turn with me in Psalms 102. And let's look at this. And by the way, I believe that this is the day. I believe this is my and your day that God has set to favor Zion. Verse 12, Psalms 102. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever. And thy remembrance unto all generations. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Now, brother, I believe that God looked down through the telescope of time and he saw you and I in this day and he said, that is mine. As I said to us yesterday or whenever that it was, brother, I want you to know, even though that we haven't arrived as yet, we are the best that God's got, Brother Ely. We are the best that he's got upon the face of the earth. We're not looking to fly away. We're not looking for an escape hatch, but we're looking to overcome and to do what the Word of God says when you pray. Pray that thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Brother, we've got to wipe the curse away from this earth. There's no curse in heaven. The curse is in the earth. And brother, this is mine and your domain. So we are the best that God's got. Now, said, for thy servant shall take pleasure in her stones and the favor of the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Now, I keep hearing the Spirit say, arise. Arise is a kingdom word. If you'll notice something there, it talks about the people that live in the dust realm. I have people all the time that we've taught them to have an overcoming life. They come to me and they're bragging on what the devil has done to them throughout that day. Come on. Brag what he's done to them. Oh, the devil did this, the devil did that. And I looked at this one. If he wasn't such close friends to him, he wouldn't hang around so much. Brother and sister, there's a place in our God that we overcome that wicked one. Now, the dust realm. The Bible says that the dust is the serpent's meat. That's all he's getting off me, his 9.5 boots. He's just getting the dust. That's all he's getting. That's his meat. Because I'm going to bruise his head. Romans 16:20 said we will bruise Satan's head shortly under these feet. That's the book. Romans 16:20. All right, now let's notice. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Now, we were talking about getting the house ready. Brother and sister, you won't have to pray for the anointing. Now, don't get shook. Brother, I have seen men of God and women of God miss God in the anointing. Because, brother and sister, we're moving from the realm of the anointing into the realm of the presence of the Almighty God, that we're going to be completely led and directed by the Spirit of God and move from the anointed realm to walk in the presence of the Almighty God. And when he builds up Zion, he's going to appear in glory. Brother, I want you to know God's getting the garbage out of here that he can bring the groceries in. Come on, folks. And then he's going to appear in his glory. We have went around, and Brother Ely made mention many times last night, that as he is, so are we in this present world. Not in the millennial reign, not the sweet by and by, but brother and sister, in the nasty now and now. Nasty now and now. We are as he is in this present world. When he builds up Zion, he's going to appear in glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise a prayer. This shall be written for the generation. We are that generation. How many knows he saved the best to last? How many knows that last wine was the best? And brother, You said, I don't believe that. You're living in an hour when the former rain and the latter rain is being poured out in the first month, brother. Hallelujah to God. We're not waiting for one visitation to another visitation, but brother, they're going to overlap and become one visitation in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And written for the generation to come. And the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. For he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. Now what did he hear? It is appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. What do you hear? The groaning of the prisoner. Now, brother and sister, I've had people to come to me and say, Brother Smith, I can't handle what's going on in the earth today. Brother Smith, would you pray that the Lord would just take me away? They're lying. Come on, folks. When we get sick, now we don't go to doctors very often, but when we get sick, brother, we want the best one that money can buy. Come on, let's face reality, folks. Brother, we are caught prisoner under that. We have become a prisoner of it because Grandma and Grandpa did it. We've got to do it also. Brother and sister, today I'm not living in Grandma's day, but I'm living in the day of the coming of the Lord that He's perfecting His saints and bringing forth the people in His image. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. I heard people talking about the good old Model T. Let me tell you something. It ain't like getting out on those interstates and we have to drive 1,000 miles for a meeting or we're going this place, set that thing on the cruise control, just sit in there and ride. I ain't trading this day for that day. Brother, I've heard people say, but, oh, Brother Smith, that old-time religion, we got that old-time religion with a jet engine on it. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. I want you to know, to hear the groaning of the prisoner. I want you to know, as I said time and time again, after 21 years, when they told me that I'd got it all at one time, I still lay in my bed and cry puddles of tears and cry out to God, say, oh, that I might know you. And oh, that I might know you in total redemption of this body of mine, that I come into the place that there'll be the glory of God to be ready through my very being 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hallelujah. I tell you, God's been so good to me. I was in the jungles. A lady came to me. 4 of her children had died with hog cholera in the jungles. Come to me, had a baby in her arm. Said, this is the 5th one. Said, Cinco, says, no más. No more niños. No niños, no niños, no más. Cinco. Brought that little thing in my arms. The forehead was already cold. Dying with that hog cholera. I took that baby in my arms and it just like the spirit that came upon Elijah and seemingly picked me up off from the ground. And when I put that baby back into that mother's arms, that baby was set free. I declare unto you that the very next service, a baby was up running around and playing in the church. Brother, did Bill Smith know it's that life-giving spirit that rebuked death and brought life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To hear the groaning of the prisoner. Tell you something. There's a many people that are sitting here this morning. You're not down in the Crossbar Hotel, but you're in that prison of flesh. This morning, that God's crying out for entry into that He can take over your whole body. Hallelujah. That He can set you free. Then what was it to hear the groaning of the prisoner? To loose those that are appointed unto death. Loose those that are appointed unto death. Now, I want to emphasize to us this morning, because I'm not going to, because some people said yesterday, they said, Brother Smith, you sure did put it on heavy. Yesterday morning. Now, brother and sister, I'm not interested in no one with a formula. Come on. I'm not interested with no gimmicks. It's not by might nor by gimmicks, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And brother and sister, I'm not interested in no baptism to baptize me into this. Brother, the only way that you're coming into this appointment of death and being removed from your life, it's going to take the inworking of the Christ that come within your life. That, brother, that your life is going to be hid with Christ and in God, and that you're going to overcome that last enemy, which is death, because he took the appointment. I read in the book, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, in Adam, all die. In Christ, all is made alive. Now, brother and sister, I'm not talking to you about a gimmick or we come with some hocus-pocus words, but I'm talking about coming into the presence of the Almighty God, that these bodies are coming into the total redemption and putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and making not provision for the flesh. Hallelujah. I know I'm supposed to teach, but it's sure hard. They told me a long time ago, you see, I was born under pressure. When I was 6 years old in the Lord, I was traveling across this nation and preaching with men that was 35 years in the Word of the Lord. Brother Ely, that'll make you keep some midnight oil burning. It'll make you set that alarm and get up in the morning. God, I don't want to get up there and fire no little cap pistol when they're going to fire the cannon. Come on. And I said, God, I want something to say to those people. And brother, under those pressures, God has brought me to this day. I still don't know nothing. When I look into the Word of God that I'm searching out, that God will fill this tabernacle with the fullness of God, that I can minister life unto humanity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But brother, to take that appointment of death, to declare the name of the Lord in Zion and His praise in Jerusalem. Now, brother and sister, the prophet said that this word is going to roar out of Zion, God's highest order in Him, but the word's going to be uttered into Jerusalem. You said, Brother Smith, explain now. I'm glad you asked. All right, we know that Zion is in Jerusalem. Is this right? How many have been to the Holy Land? Zion's in Jerusalem, isn't it? But all of Jerusalem is not in Zion. Now, this is where we get. There's a church within the church. There were 12 apostles unto the Lamb of God, but there were 3 that walked in the inner circle with Jesus. And then there was one that yet leaned upon the bosom of God. His name was John, and you have no record of his death. Come on. You have no record of his death. Why? Because he walked in the union with the Lord Jesus Christ that even the other 2 didn't walk into. And this is what I'm crying out for today. But I know that people go around and say, Brother Smith, I'm not good enough, and I'm not this, and I'm not that, and the other. Brother, I already thrown all of my goodness away a long time ago, and now I'm entering in all His goodness. Come on. I know that God's demanding a walk out of us. And brother, I want to tell you, it's like I heard a people said, oh, you ought to be shouting right now. And so this pastor's wife jumped up and thanked God for her. She says, we want to hear what you've got to say, and then we'll shout. Brother and sister, I want you to know God's talking about a people that's going to overcome in this hour. And brother, that's going to put every problem, every obstacle, every environment underfoot, and they're going to triumph over it. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30, He's expecting. How many of you have seen expecting mothers? They're waiting for that 9th month for that baby to be delivered. Brother, I want you to know that Jesus is on the right hand of the Father. And He's expecting today until this generation to arise to its feet and put every enemy underfoot. Is that the book? Hebrews 10:13. My brother and sister, today I'm sick and tired of the flimsiness, sicknesses, and the thing that's been carried over from that old generation, from that old Adam, into the church of the living God today. Brother, David and Saul couldn't sit on the throne the same day. Neither can the first Adam or the last Adam sit on the throne today. Brother, it's going to be the last Adam that's going to rule in this tabernacle tonight, that's going to bring this bondage of death out of us and deliver us from this bondage of corruption. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let's notice again. In James, chapter 1, verse 23. Let's see what the Lord's brother had to say. You do know that he was the Lord's brother. Jesus never even accepted him as his brother until after the resurrection. Or James never. All right. Wherefore, laying apart all filthiness,
superfluity and naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. My spirit is saved. My soul is being saved today. My body is being redeemed today. You said, Brother Smith, I thought I got it all. No, sir, you are saved, you're being saved, and you're going to be saved. I want you to know I have been saved some since I've been at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've stayed back there in that room. The angels of the Lord had came into that place and ministered unto me as I shared with you. And I praise God for it today, folks. Brother, but let's notice something here. The engrafted word. How many knows that Romans 11 teaches us about the olive branch being broken off? Jesus said in John chapter 1, verse 11, he said, I came unto my own, and my own received me not. But as many as received him, verse 12, gave me power to become the sons of God. Brother, you have the permission, you have the right, and you have the privilege today to become the sons of God. He came to his own, but his own received him not. So that while that olive branch was broken off, but Brother Glenn, God took that old wild olive branch that had nothing coming to them. Hallelujah to God that came to Jesus. That Syrophoenician woman who was a Gentile, she came unto Jesus and she said, I know that you're sent to the lost sheep of the household of Israel, but I know that's a Jewish dispensation. But she says, I have faith that the children get the crumbs from the table, and I'm coming into this dispensation and I want my need met. Said, I can't do it. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord before grace was ever given. Come on, folks. Brother and sister, you see this engrafted word. God grafted that wild olive branch in to that trunk of that eternal God. And brother, I want you to know that the branches put on the very characteristics of the stump. Now, you said, but Brother Smith, he prunes me. Well, you know something? I got news for us this morning. That is when the closest that the master is to us is when he's got us by the limbs and he's pruning us. And I learned, you see, my five sisters, I didn't have no brothers, and my five sisters made me mean. So when my mother used the razor strap on, I learned to get up real close to her so she couldn't hit me. So now when God's pruning me, brother, that's the closest that he'll ever be to me, I just get right into his arms and begin to love him and say, God, I know that I need this to bring me into perfection and to bring me into your order, and I need it, then pour it on today. Now, I want us to notice something. Turn with me now into John. Before I go to John, let's skip right on over to Peter. Chapter 1, verse 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth till the tribulation period. Oh, excuse me. Until we fly away. Would it alarm you too much if I said that the sons is going to minister all through the 7 years of the tribulation period? That's going to minister to the 60-fold church and bring her out where there's not a spot or blemish or a wrinkle upon her. And then when she goes into the wilderness to bring forth the remnant of that seed, that 30-fold go in there and bring them out, and they come forth with the martyr's crown. Minister all the way through. So, brother, we're training for reigning today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Now, that which liveth and abideth forever. Now, I had a problem. When I first started hearing about this message of life, I was scared to read John 6, let alone preach on it. Come on. He that believeth on me shall never die. That's the word. I was scared to read it, let alone preach on it. But brother and sister, today there is a work. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8 and 9. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested,
that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. How many of you have sinned since you've been filled with the Spirit? I'll raise both hands for everybody that's here. Either the sin of omission or the sin of commission. But brother, I'm talking to us this morning about us being born of God, because there is a vast difference between when you came to the altar and repented of your sins and you was begotten of God. But today you are in process of being born of God. Why do you see these people going out? They want to get these hang-ups out of every one of us. Why do you see these people going out? They want to get these hang-ups out of every one of us. Brother, they want nothing living in their house except God. Oh, people said, but Brother Smith, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. But Brother Ely, when we come and repent of our sins, we make Jesus as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. But then the Christ is being worked within us. Now, if you are in Christ, brother, that is right. But brother, there's a vast difference between being begotten of God and being born of God, and Christ works in mine in your life. But brother and sister, today, this is where we're coming from now. He that is born of God doeth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born from God. Jesus, the Son of God, he was the Son of God, but brother and sister, he was the man from Nazareth as well. Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Yes, sir, because he broke every limitation. He broke every limitation. And brother and sister, I declare that even though that Jesus was the Son of God, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 on through 8, he stripped himself of who he was and became a man. He walked it out in shoe leather. He is the pattern son, brother. He worked that 3.5 year ministry, a public ministry in the earth. And brother, you and I are going to use the same public ministry, the 3.5 years of the church in the wilderness. To him that's born of God does not commit sin, for the seed remaineth in him. Now, brother and sister, you said, but I thought that I was. Potentially, everyone that's here this morning is a matured son. And you have the right, you have the privilege, and you have the permission to come forward. But I got news for us here this morning. Everyone that's understanding my voice is not going to be matured sons. They're not going to be. Because what? They won't pay the price. And brother, you're going to be willing and obedient if you're going to eat the good of the land. You're going to follow the Lamb wherever he's going. You're going to be, he's going to be your master. He's going to be your Lord. But Jesus became a man, stripped himself of everything that he was. And this is something that I so appreciate what Brother Ian said last night about all we can't. Brother, we don't use that word. We can. We can. We can. Now, notice, I've heard this old cliche. People say, Brother Smith, God won't never tell you anything to do that you can't do. He's never told me anything to do that I could do. Let me read it to you out of the book. The man with the withered hand. How many of you ever seen withered limbs on people? Brother, there's no thinking. They can't stretch it out there. So the man with the withered hand, stretch it out there. And brother, it became whole as the other. Then again, if that's not good enough, how about the man that he cut the spittle with the clay and put it in his eyes and told him to go to the pool throne and wash? How could that man seem to get there? Come on, folks. Brother, you and I can do it today. We can do it. And we're going to do it. And brother and sister, we're being born of the Spirit of God today. You said, I can't do it. Oh, yes, but you can. You can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you today. Now, brother and sister, I'm talking about not just only accepting Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, but, brother, I'm talking about being born of God today, that we come into God's order today, that we come into the Spirit of God, that the incorruptible seed is alive and working within us, that we're not only begotten, but born of God. Hallelujah. Then, how are we going to do this? Well, did you know that the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1 and verse 10, the Bible says that he's going to be admired in the believers. Come on. Those that believe, he's going to be admired. But, brother, he said he's going to be glorified in the saints. Now, don't you tell me that every Tom, Dick, and Jerry is going to walk out and be a saint. Brother, it takes a dedication. It takes that word being worked within mine in your life. If you please, that word being made flesh in these earthen vessels of mine and yours. Now, glorified in the saints. Now, that gives me another scripture. Turn with me into 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And let's look here at the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 and 3. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? Sister Irma, that's not every Tom, Dick, and Jerry. Brother, it's those that are born of God that overcometh. And as I said to us yesterday morning, it's to him that overcometh, overcometh, and overcometh, and overcometh, and overcometh. It's got a TH on it. Now, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Brother and sister, today God's bringing for the people that's born of the Spirit that they don't judge by the seeing of the eye or the hearing of the ear, but they judge righteous judgment. You said, I don't believe that. How about John chapter 8? When the woman that was brought to Jesus in the act of adultery, brother, the law was to stone her. But Jesus never even looked at what was taking place there. He stooped and he wrote into the ground. And brother, he judged after righteous judgment. He looked around and he said, neither do I condemn thee, but go and sin no more. Now, brother, again, let me show you how that Jesus Christ came to this place. And brother, we're going to judge this world. If you please, the sons of God are going to police this world. And when the kingdom of this world falls, brother, the sons of God is going to take over. Just as soon as the economy falls flat to the ground, the sun will take over and rule this earth with by the rod of iron. Hallelujah. You say, when's it going to fall? When it falls, we take over. We take over. All right? We look at Jesus again at the well that day. He had needs to go through Samaria. After all, you know, Samaria was a bunch of half-breeds. Half Jew and half Gentile. Us Jews, we don't have nothing to do with the Samaritans. But Jesus said he had need to go through that. Okay, she wanted to argue religion. First of all, she comes there with a picture. But brother, she left there, and that picture became obsolete. She left there with a river. She left there in a different realm. But notice what she did. Jesus began to talk to her because he knew all things. He said, you've had five husbands, and the one that you have now is not your husband. Brother, she had six husbands, but brother, I am here this morning to tell you that she met the seventh man, which was the Lord Jesus Christ, that met all of her needs. And brother, she went into the city and she told everybody. They didn't have no healing campaign. Brother, I want you to know they walked it out in shoe leather. She met the seventh man, the perfect man. Why? The Bible says in Timothy that Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. Would it be too much if Obadiah 21 said to you and I that there is saviors upon Mount Zion? Come on. Saviors upon Mount Zion. Now, brother and sister, you are saviors this morning. Not that you have the blood that deity in your blood, but brother, you are the way to bring them unto the door. Jesus is the door. He's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. But you are the way to bring them into the door. When I was here over Memorial Day ministering in the camp, brother, I seen crucial cases, and I saw men and women of this assembly right here, the leaders of this assembly. I seen them being saviors to those people.
They had come to the end of the road, the river of no return. And Brother God met the need in their life before they left this place. But Brother, this morning, notice what he said. You are going to judge the world. Going to judge angels. Now, you might say, but Brother Smith, I'm sure having a problem. Well, turn with me now in 1 Corinthians 15. We quoted verse 22. But now let's look at verse 23. But every man in his own order. He's going to have the glory of the sun, some the glory of the moon, and some the glory of the stars. Brother and sister, I'm not satisfied until I have the glory of the sun. Because the moon and the stars get their light from the sun. And brother, that's where we're getting our light from. Malachi says this, that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Now, every man in his own order. So, as we're throwing this strong word out to you today, brother, this is decision time. Are you going to live in the place of that you're defeated part of the time and that you're a winner part of the time? Brother and sister, Jesus Christ paid the price that you win. Now, I want you to know I've read this book. As the old saying goes, from kever to kever, from generation to revelation. But brother, there was a warfare. But I read the last chapter in the book and we won. We won. Come on, we got it together. Hallelujah. I know it had a four split and it split off into four heads. But brother, when it came into Revelation 22, it came back into one river clear as crystal. And that's what, I know a lot of people that dug off, now that dug them a canal out away from the stream of God. But brother, we're bringing it back together now to get into the river of God. Jesus Christ is Lord, folks. Brother and sister, we're bringing it back into the stream of God. We came from God and we're on our way back to God. All right? Now, notice what he says. Everybody in his own order. And then, at Christ at his coming. Then come at the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God. Even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his foot. Brother, let's get on down the line. Let's head out to that last one. And let's get him under foot. Brother and sister, that's why today that it's time for you and I to come into this kingdom walk with God. That we put on divine health from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Brother and sister, I do not believe that Jesus Christ was sick a day in his life. Brother, I know he stepped at the well that day if he was weary. But brother, I don't believe he was ever sick. And I believe that God, sickness is a form of death. All right? The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Verse 26. Now, how are we going to do this, Brother Smith? By walking it out in God. Walking it out. Now, this being born of God, you do know that there is a vast difference between a lot of our precious, phenomenal people that's hid behind the tombstone of the last revival. So what is that? That's the denomination. That's the tombstone of the last revival. That's ours. We're going to, and if you weren't here, you didn't get it. So we built us a wall around it. We call it our denomination. That's the tombstone of the last revival. So now what is God saying to you and I? Brother, God is telling you and I today that we're being born of God. That we have grown from Jesus being the Lamb of God to our life to take away the sins of the world. That we're coming to the in-Christed life. That Christ is being worked in us where there is no death at all. All right? Because why? It has to be, all sin has to be removed from our life. If not, where sin is, death is going to reign. But the Bible said where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. Now, let's look a little further into the Word of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and let's see what this great apostle of God said. Verse 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Now, I know people go to John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. But you know what those mansions is? There's many abodes in God. And dwelling places, there's many living places in God. Brother, everybody is not on the same order, folks. And brother, I don't care how much you call yourself a saint. Brother, when you become a saint, it's going to be an inworking of God in your life. And brother, you don't have to go around declaring that you were. It would just walk it out in you. Now, let's notice
what he said. But this earthly house of this tabernacle being dissolved, Paul said we bore the image of the earthly. Now we're bearing the image of the heavenly. All right? It's being born from above. Now, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Now, and so that's why that there's a groan that's taking place, and desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Father Jesus looked at that Pharisee that day and he said, "You're born from beneath, but I'm born from above." Now, brother and sister, we're being born from above today. We're being born of God. All right? Now let's go on a little further here. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. And it's not talking about being in the nude physically. But I see many men and women, even with three vested suits, standing up there, and brothers, they were naked. They hadn't applied themselves to God and hadn't applied themselves to the word of the Lord. Come on, folks. We don't do it outside of God. If God's not there, he is above all things. He is before all things. In him, all things consist. And without him, there was not anything made that was made. Now, being clothed upon, for we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but to be clothed upon. That mortality, this body right here, would be swallowed up in life. And brother, it's not going to be swallowed up in life. How many of you ever seen an old snake swallow an egg? Or even swallow a fish? Brother, you can see that old snake just spreading and spreading and spreading and swallowing up its prey. Brother and sister, today God is going to bring us a position that we are born of God. Hallelujah, God, that this mortality will be swallowed up in his life. Brother and sister, if you don't allow it to be so, I don't care what you say or what you do, you better have you a plot down at the cemetery. Come on. You don't like me to say that, do you? Brother, you're not going to get this just by saying that you got it. Brother, there's more to it than grabbing it and grabbing it. Brother, this is a putting on. This is allowing God's life to swallow you up. I get excited. Hallelujah. No wonder that we go to these areas, remote areas, they will fall down to your feet. But brother, I want to say again, because I want to emphasize this to you, there's not going to be no more man of faith and power of the hour. Come on. There's not going to be no individuality. Brother Ely, I need you. Brother Ely, what I like, I need from you to supply in that vacancy that I have need of. Brother, the body, we need you. You need us. And brother, there's not going to be no individual man of the faith and the power of the hour, but there's going to be a corporate man. How many of us, you know, we really got a goosebump. We'd go out there and we'd lay hands on somebody and God would heal us. Oh, I want you to know, when I was down there, I laid my hands on George and God healed him. And oh, I laid my hands on him and they were filled with the Spirit. We were so thrilled with ourselves. But I am not as happy with myself as I was 20 years ago. Because the searchlight of God's word has went in here and began to dig out those things that's in this vessel of mine. And God says, this can't go, that can't go. And brother, you've got to be born of the Spirit of God if you're going to be God manifested in the mortal flesh. Hallelujah. It's got to go. Being born of God. He said, but brother Smith, I repented of my sin. Well, then let's go on. Let us go on. Paul said, the writer of the book of Hebrews says, looking unto Jesus. Let us go on to perfection, the author, the finisher of our faith. Let us go on. Hebrews 6, let us go on unto perfection. You said, well, I can't rise there. Oh, yes, you can. Brother, see that little keyhole in those beautiful glass doors out there? God can pull you through that keyhole if you can stand the pull. Come on. He pulled you through if you'll just stand the pull. Because, listen, I know I've been there. Brother and sister, we have a meat to eat that the world knows not of. Come on, folks. Let's distribute what God has given unto us and God has shared with us. Now, that mortality would be swallowed up in his life. but we don't have messages. For sermonettes, for Christianettes, we have a message from God. All right, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, and verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. But if ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus, God will bring with him. Now you realize that there are more than one resurrection. You realize that those that sleep in Jesus is not in the same order that those that have the in Christ and life work within them. And those that sleep in Jesus is going to sleep the 1,000 years of the millennial reign. He said, I want you to prove it. You just stick with me. All right, verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Not those that are asleep in Jesus. There is a two company. You said, Brother Smith, Jesus is Christ. Yes, potentially, but Christ is a greater dimension of God than Jesus was. And you said, but Brother Smith, are you trying to do away with Jesus? 1,000 times, no. Jesus was my Savior, and potentially, he is the Lord Jesus Christ. But brother, there's a different realm in knowing him as Jesus and knowing him as Lord. I don't want to sidetrack you this morning. I don't want to throw anything out that you can't handle. But I laid in there. I never came to breakfast this morning, as you know. I laid in there with this word, and I said, God, you help me to grind it fine enough that I can put it out there that it won't choke nobody to death. Come on, we like to get up here. Oh, we got great big revelations, and revelation is not formation. And get up here and try to cloud up the stream of God instead of make it more clear. Brother and sister, I want to declare to us this morning that being born of God, that there is no sin of our life. But I haven't seen nobody that has arrived. I've seen those that thought. But I haven't seen anybody that's arrived. Well, you said, Brother Smith, there's no use. Oh, yes, but there is. Oh, yes. God's got the grace that's going to take you on day after day. Sure, you're going to have a challenge. But that challenge is just going to become a stepping stone for you in overcoming in God. All right? Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. I touched on this yesterday morning, but I want to nail it down today. Brother and sister, this cloud, we know that there are rain clouds, but there are real compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Come on. Let's rightly divide the word of truth, rightly handle the word. We're compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. Now you said, but Brother Smith, I'm being raptured. I don't know how many times I've already been raptured since I've been up here this morning. I didn't count them. But brother and sisters are caught up in the air. This is the word that ground level air. You said, what about that cry? It's a military cry. Brother, there's going to be a war before there's going to be rest. We're going to bring rest to this world, but brother, the kingdom of this world is going to become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and we, eternity is already set in, and we shall reign forever and forever. I had some real good advice when I was just a young minister in Beaumont, Texas. Came to me and he said, but I see that God's hand's upon you. I see such an anointing upon you. But I tell you what you do. So you get you 5 messages that you can just memorize. And you travel across this nation and preach them. I didn't know that God died. I thought he could give us a message every day. I know in Babylon there's no fresh grinding from the millstone. And believe me, there's no craft, there's no gift in Babylon. Hello there. There's no fresh grinding there. But brother, I want you to know, I got me a meal out of the oven of Jehovah God this morning before I got out of bed. And brother, I believe he can sustain me for the day in which I now live. Hallelujah. Now, a man came to me the other day and he said, but Brother Smith, love is what's going to bring the body together. I don't know about you, but I've never had no devil or no kingdom of this world come and follow my feet and say, I give up. It was always after the fight. Come on. And then after the fight, we're going to bring rest to this troubled land that we're living in. You said, Brother Smith, the President Reagan is. I think he's a beautiful president. And I appreciate him. Appreciate what he's done. Appreciate him declaring this the year of the Bible. I appreciate what he's done. He said, are you a Republican? No, I'm neither. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm for the man that God wants me to vote for. That's what I am. But brother and sister, it's not another president that's going to do this. It's going to be God's people coming into the place that God is destined for them to come into. And then they are going to change the world situation. Come on. Brother and sister, Caleb brought rest to that land that was troubled with giants. And it ceased from war. And what was he? He was an overcomer. He overcame. And brother, as we overcome, we're going to bring rest to this troubled land that we are living in. So this is why. Now, the cry was a military cry. And then the air was ground air. So God's saying, look, you ain't going nowhere, but you just get ready. You just get ready to put on of my fullness. That I am going to be the captain of the host, but I'm going to have a host of sons that's back there behind me that's doing the same thing with me. Hallelujah. And I know people said John 14:12 said these things say you're doing greater than that because I go into the Father. Brother, you'll never reach above the quality that he did, just in quantity. Because there was only one of him. And when he was Jesus, he was limited at one place at a time. When he became Christ, brother, there was no limitation. And brother, he said, I was alive and I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. And brother, look here at me. I've got the keys. I've got the keys of death and hell. And this is something else. I want to shake this bush real good this morning while we're traveling through the forest. All right? How many knows that when Adam fell in the garden, a lot of people think that the devil slipped up on God and went over and says, I'll take the keys. Brother, I got news for us this morning. He never slipped up on God. Brother, I want you to know God reached down there and took those keys, Brother Ely. He said, I'll hold those keys until one comes along that I can give these keys to. And brother, today God has delegated to you and I the keys to the kingdom that we can bind and that we can loose and we can set free. Hallelujah, God. And brother and sister, this is the dominion that God has brought us into. Hallelujah. I'll take the keys, but I'll give them to one that can handle them. Hallelujah. Brother and sister, today I want you to know I learned a long time ago not to run but just to reign. Now, turn with me again. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Turn with me in Revelation now, chapter 20, and let's look at the book. Verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, judgment was given unto them. I wonder who those them is. Them is the overcomers, the sons of God. Now, brother, you said, but Brother Smith, the sons of God turns me off. Overcomer sounds better. If we're still saying the same thing, the overcomers. Maybe you like that term better. I think that's a good term. Because we knew about one man that was preaching sons of God and brothers. I couldn't handle some of the things that were going on. And I hope they didn't number me with them. But Jesus was numbered with transgressors, so I guess I ain't got no better reputation. Huh? All right. Now, and they had thrones is to exercise authority. How many know that Revelation is in two books? How many know that Daniel's in two books? The first half of Daniel is of Nebuchadnezzar. The last half of the book of Daniel is of Daniel. The first half book of Revelation is to him that overcometh when I grant to him to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. But then the last half of the book of Revelation, brother, it starts dealing with the temple. The throne is God's place of authority, and the temple is place where God dwells. Now, notice what he says. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worship the beast, neither his image, had received his mark in on their forehead or in their hand, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. What did we say over in Thessalonians? Did we see the Christ that did in Christ? Did we see those overcomers reign 1,000 years? And then we see those that were asleep in Jesus, they slept there for the 1,000 years of the millennial reign. This is why today that you must be overcome. You said, Brother Smith, if I accept Jesus as my Savior, will heaven be my home? Yes, it will. But brother, who is looking for a way out? I'm looking for a way in. Come on. I'm not looking to escape anything. And if you please, just in case you thought you were, Joel said that this army is marching, and it said that nothing shall escape them. Before them is the Garden of Eden, and behind them is desolation. You look into the storehouse of God today, and God's body is just using the little things that God has for them. But brother, the son, that nothing is going to escape them. They're not going to be asleep. They're not going to live in lethargy. Brother, nothing is going to get by them. They're going to use Brother Ely, and they're going to appropriate, stimulate, and apply the word of God that they will be overcomers. Nothing shall escape them. So now, this Highway 7, I came in off from the interstate when I came from Fort Worth. I turned into Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. And you know something? Everybody was going to bed. And they said, where'd you stay last night? I said, I stayed in my room. They said, what room did you stay in? I said, I stayed in number 5. They said, that was your room. I said, the only thing that was lacking, everything was there. Everything was just waiting for me to turn the covers, get down to bed. But I said, there wasn't no name on it, so I just claimed it. Moved in, and they said, well, that was your room. But brother, as I said that now, to say this, I turned off from Highway 7 to come in to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp. So you can look out there if you don't want to believe me. 7 goes right on in to Hot Springs. Just because that I got off here, that's no sign that it quit. And brother, you can get off any place you desire to get off after the blood of Jesus has been applied to your heart and your life, and you will be saved and heaven will be your home. But brother, God didn't stop there. Now, is that plain enough? That's pretty plain. I explained it, didn't I? You heard about the man said, explain it. Well, I explained it. So you see, many people, you can get off any place you desire to get off after that the blood has been applied and heaven's real. You missed the fire. You still didn't get the fullness of God. Okay, now let's go ahead. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years was finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, don't you want to reign throughout eternity? There was an elderly man that came to me, and he's a precious man. He's gone to be with the Lord at this time. How many know that a lot of ministry that used to feed our churches, they don't feed no more? Because they stopped back there, and we moved on. Anything that's dead needs to be buried. And I remember of Abram had went through all the separation, and the Bible said, and Abram journeyed on. And Brother Edith, we are journeying on. So, you see, many people, they're just looking for a fire escape. This man says to me, up from breakfast table, and I knew, because see, us with discerning the spirit, we know what's clicking. You don't pull nothing on us, folks. We know by the spirit. And we know when you open your mouth if you've got it, if you don't got it. Come on, folks. It's just that plain. So he sucked on his coffee and looked over at me and he said, son, said, I've seen you grow up. Day one. He said, son, you're going out too deep. And you're going to get off on the deep end. I looked at that precious man eyeball to eyeball. And I said, brother, there's one thing that you haven't explained to me yet. I looked into the book, and of his kingdom, there is no end. I can't get off in the deep end as long as I'm led by his spirit. Come on. Of his kingdom, there is no end. And brother and sister, this is what I'm talking about this morning. You can get off in any level you desire to get off in, but you remember one thing, that God didn't stop there. God was still standing in front of you and welcoming and inviting you to come on into the fullness of him. Because listen, folks, God is wanting a many-membered son company to come forth in this end time in the same image as he himself. Praise the Lord. And so, folks, you see, a lot of times, we go through much criticism. But that doesn't bother me. No more, it doesn't bother me. They can make fun of me anymore, and I can just stand up and rejoice it, because I know that I know that I know that I've been called. And I know my own mother and father that I love so dearly. My wife, folks, everyone turned against me.
And brother and sister, they were Christians. They were proud of their denomination. My precious mother looked at me. Said, son, you don't have to do what you're doing for the kingdom of God. And son, just pray and be a good Christian. I love my mother. She's still alive today. I called her before I came down here. My father got on the phone just like a child. He'd come running back and he'd talk to me. And he'd go back to mother talking. He'd run back and get on the phone. He said, son, he began to weep. He said, son, you've turned this area upside down with the word of God. He said, son, don't never back up. And today my wife, sisters, and brother-in-laws and all of them have come into those meetings where I'm at now. They even come and visit us in our church now. But you see, I wanted to be rude, but God wouldn't let me turn evil for evil. God turned, let me turn good for evil. And brother, today my mother and father, they say that son of mine, he's the best preacher. Of course, they'd have to say that because I'm the only boy she's got. She had to think that. But brother and sister, I have refused to allow anybody to detour me in the way. I didn't get into this race until I was in my 20s, and I said, God, I've got to run hard. And because I see a road that's out in front of me, and I've got to walk this out in shoe leather. Pentecostals said they've had so much and produced so little. Help us to produce the good and walk it out in shoe leather today.
It's time for us to produce it. Hallelujah. But brother and sister, today, you cannot produce it just to be begotten of God. There is going to have to be God birthed within you, born of the Spirit of God, that there's no more sin. Because that seed of God, the incorruptible word that liveth and abideth forever, is birthed within you and I. Because, brother and sister, I want you to know if we become these living epistles that Paul said that we were, I want you to know that the enemy can look there and say, it's written. It's written. It's recorded in that man's heart. It's recorded in his life that man shall not live a bit alone but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Brother and sister, if I fall flat on my face, it'll be me. It won't be God. But God calls, brother and sister, God can take this handful of nothing and have success with it. And brother, you can do the same with every life one of us that's here this morning. So I've determined in my heart, in my life, I've determined to give what God has given me out of this precious book and to walk it out in the earth today that I'll see something God, daughters born into the kingdom of our God. But many people, they're scared. I'm not scared. Would it shift you too much if I told you that you were going to become the city? That's going to be four square. You can look this way of me and you're going to see God. You look this way, you're going to see God. You look this way, you're going to see God. You look this way, you're going to see God. Would it shake you too much if I told you that you were going to be that gold street that's walking in the city? Would it shake you too much if I told you that Abraham was looking for you, that city which had foundation, whose builder and maker was God? Would it shake you too much if I told you that you were going to stand down there at that church and open those 12 gates and close them and allow the body of Christ to come in? Sure, they were barred at Eden. But brother, there's going to be some overcoming son that's going to stand down and going to open the gates of that city, and they're going to open them and let them come in. Hallelujah. We played around with little gimmicks and things that said, but brother, it's time that we walk out this word. That we could be the word today. The written word becomes a living word within these living epistles, knowing rid of all men. If you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set your affections on things which are above, which Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. For ye are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Brothers and sisters, this is where that God is going to bring us to today. But you and I have so overcame until there's not one stain of that old man that's left upon us. If you and I have overcame, that the world can look and say, there is an overcomer. But brother and sister, you won't be on no pedestal. You'll walk closer to God, that God can keep you in that condition. The higher that you walk in the Spirit is, the more that you're going to walk humbly before God. Because if you get exalted, God will abase you.
He will abase you. But if you walk humbly before God, he'll exalt you. So, folks, this morning, we're after this purpose, to be born of God, going beyond the realm of just being begotten of God, that Christ should be worked within us, and where there is no death, where there is no sin, there is no death. Would you stand with me this morning, or this afternoon now? How many believe it's possible that we're going to walk this out? Amen. How many know that the Bible said God gave us feet like hind feet? Do you know what that hind feet means? Sure-footed in slippery places. Have you been in these slippery places since you've been walking in this kingdom walk? Sure we have. But brother and sister, today God's going to establish our going in a steady, our step in him. That you and I are not going to walk a step that we'll have to retrace. We're not going to speak a word that we'll have to recall back. But every word and every step is going to be fruit in due season. Hallelujah. I want you to raise your hand with me this morning. And let's agree together that we're going to walk this out in this earth. Father God, this morning as we proclaim your word. God, everyone that's under the sound of my voice in this room today, oh God. Father, that you would so penetrate into their being, oh God. Lord, to open up their understanding they can comprehend the word of the living God. Lord, that they can attain to this level of walk to be at full overcoming. Father God, from the least to the greatest within this building this morning, Lord. God, we know this morning, Lord, that you are the one that's going to lead us through. God, we know that every one of us are bound to the wilderness. But God, we know that wandering is where the sin comes in. Lord, we know that we are to the wilderness, but we must go through the wilderness, Lord. And Father, we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning, folks, it felt like I stood still. And if there was another being that just stepped inside and said, I won't speak, folks. 4 weeks ago, I was in the jungle of Mexico. I got up to speak. And as I stood to my feet, I started speaking through the scriptures. All of a sudden, I closed the book. And God said, now I want to speak. And as God began to speak, they were laying all over the place in there for 2 days and nights. They couldn't even sleep. Because they come into the presence of the Almighty God. Come on, folks, don't limit yourself to God. You don't limit God. You're not big enough, but you just limit yourself to God.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.